People of God. Hallelujah. We don't own the rights to the music, but this is the Chicago Mass Choir singing Hold to God, Burn Chains in Hand. Somebody know about that. Y'all come on in. Glory to God. Y'all come on in. Time for Sunday worship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Pray that all is well with each of you. Glory to God. And give it just another moment for others to join. Hallelujah. Come on in, come on in. Located at the Charity Church Complex in Jackson, Mississippi. All under the umbrella of Temple Ministries Incorporated. Praise God. I am Dr. Nina Campbell Jackson. And there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. On this afternoon, we'll be coming from Psalm number 37. Psalm number 37. Amen. Y'all type amen when you have it. That's Psalm number 37. Just need to see some amens. Y'all know I like feedback. So let me know when you have it. Glory to God. So I want to make sure that you are able to put your eyes on this word. Glory to God. Thank God for being here on today. He is indeed the head of my life. For those of you who know me personally, you know a lot of things have transpired. Amen. So we'll ask that you keep Deacon Jackson in prayer. He's had a series of procedures over time, but thank God that he is healed. Amen. We thank and praise God for doing a work in him. We know that all things happen for a reason. Amen. So we thank God on this morning for Deacon Jackson. Amen. Also for the opportunity to take a week's vacation and spend some time with family and get some rest, because you all know that it's important to always take care of yourself. You can't take care of other people unless you take care of yourself. So I will let you know that, you know, if that's not something that you've been doing, and taking care of yourself, it's not just taking care of yourself spiritually, but taking care of this vessel that we live in. Giving your body the proper rest and sleep that it needs, the proper nutrients by eating properly. Doesn't mean eating perfectly, because I don't think anybody just is perfect all the time with what they eat, even if all you're doing is eating later. But what it means is that you eat the nutrients that your body needs. You know, at a certain age, different changes begin to occur. Amen. So we pray and believe, God, that we're healthy, but we also have to do our part. So God wants us to do the things that we need to do for our bodies as well. Amen. Because we are living in this earthly tabernacle. Amen. While we're here, we don't want to be sick or have a whole lot of issues. But praise God. Amen. Looks like some people are having some connection issues. We do have some storms going on here too. So y'all know, in the event that something goes out, give me a moment and I will log right back in. Okay. Amen. So if you're there at Psalm number 37, amen. If someone would type it into the comments for the others who are coming along after you, Psalm number 37. We're going to look at verses 23 and 24. Amen. The Bible says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Amen. Your Bible may say with his righteous right hand, depending on what translation you're reading. Amen. Well, we've read the King James Version. We know that the word of the Lord is already blessed. We want to use for a thought on this morning. Keep on stepping. Keep on stepping, people of God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you now, God, for all that you've done, God, and all that you are doing in us and through us. We pray now, God, for each person that is connected to this ministry. And we pray, God, that you will meet every single need and fill every void in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you would hide me behind the cross so that they may not see me as an individual, but that they may see you, God. I thank you now, God, for giving your people an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say on today. And thank you, God, for plowing up the stony hearts of the people who might not want to receive it, God, but I thank you for giving them a heart of flesh so that they may receive what it is that you have for us today, whereby we may grow. It is in Jesus' name that we ask these blessings. And God, we just say thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Amen. So again, we were in Psalm number 37. We looked at verses 23 and 24 on this afternoon. And Psalm number 37, I'm going to try to take my time. I know sometimes I get a little excited with the word. Nonetheless, Psalm number 37 is what is called a wisdom psalm. It means that this particular kind of psalm will give us very practical methods about how to live faithfully before God while we're here in the earth. And y'all know I am a practical preacher. I like to tell people how to live. I don't want to give you a whole lot of big words without telling you what that means for you as an individual. Amen. Because I want to know what it means for me as an individual. So God has blessed me to make it plain, if you will, so that we can help people to live right while we're down here. So often in wisdom psalms, The way that the wisdom is shown to us is by describing the righteous, which is us, in contrast to the wicked, which is people of the world who are not Christians, amen, have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, amen. The reward for righteousness is not only people of God in heaven. So, in this present day, God guides the steps of what the Bible says is a good man. As we seek the Lord and as we trust him, you'll find that your life proves the good and acceptable will of God. And that's exactly where we want to be. So your first question should be whether or not you qualify as being good. Because we use that word all the time. Amen. Because obviously God has some benefits for us when we are good. So there's not a word good in the original text of this Old Testament scripture. So the word Jabir is the original word that's found in this scripture before it was translated by King James. And it refers to a person who is strong, a person who is valiant, a person who is a conqueror or an overcomer or a hero. This is someone who simply will not quit. Y'all stay with me because I'm going somewhere. Therefore, it's not what we consider in English to be good versus bad, but it refers to a person that's strong enough to walk with God and not give up just because times may be tough right now. It's a person who understands that as long as you are obeying God, he will continue to take care of you. It's a person who understands that as long as you are following God, he will continue to lead and to guide you. This is a person who understands not to be focused on what the rest of the world is doing, but you are willing to keep your eyes on God no matter what. It's a person who loves God enough to ignore the naysayers, oh glory God, and just keep stepping. It's a person who's bold enough to buy a church and a gymnasium in the hood and keep showing up despite the fact that even the police officer said you should have spent your money somewhere else. It's a person who's bold enough to just trust the vision that God gave them and keep on stepping. Glory to God. It's a person who understands that come what may, God directed me to this place, in this time, in this season. It's a person who is like Job, who said, though he slay me, yet shall I trust him? It's a person who, like Paul, understands, although God decided not to remove these thorns from my side, not only are they painful, they're aggravating, and I have to keep dealing with some crazy stuff, but his grace is sufficient for me. This is a person who understands that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So I just need to tell somebody, you've got to keep on stepping. I know that you might have entered today for another reason, but God wants you to know today that come what may, you have got to keep on stepping. You see, a good person is the type of person who won't allow themselves to be hindered by the nouns. Amen. We know nouns are people, places, and things. So most of the time that hindrances come, it is because the enemy wants you to give up. So he'll try to put hindrances or stumbling blocks or issues in your way in the form of people, places, and things. So first, we need to be aware of what hindrances may look like. Amen. The first hindrance is a legalistic spirit. See, Satan will sometimes trick you to engage in doing what we call kingdom building in your own strength, thinking that you can function on your own, but God is not in it. Help us, Lord. He'll also have you doing things that God never even called you to do. But somebody told you you were a missionary. Somebody told you you were an evangelist. Somebody told you that you are a pastor, and you jumped out there on your own because a person told you to do something, but they never heard from God, and neither did you. Glory to God. The second thing is unspiritual company. The company of carnal, unregenerated people and Christians who act as if they are so deep, they have no more grace toward other people or empathy toward others who are struggling with issues. Those people who are so heaven bound, they're no earthly good. Amen. That's a person who's religious, but they're not spiritual. See, there's a difference. Religion means you just do something out of habit. So they show up every Sunday, but their reason for being there is so you can see my new dress and my new shoes. Their reason for being there is so that I can let y'all know that I paid for this first pew on the front row. Their reason for being there is for the fish fry that they have every Sunday after service. Their heart is not toward God, and their heart is not toward the people of God. These are people who are not spiritual. So what happens is the more that you hang around these types of people, when you're trying to live right, they begin to infect you, not just impact you. Now, I use the word infect because most of us can relate to infections as it relates to COVID-19. See, you couldn't see it. You did not know that it was there. But after a certain amount of time, there was a result after being near someone with COVID. And there is a result with being around unspiritual people that can result in something deadly for you, just like COVID. Let me tell you why. Because they will kill your dreams. They will kill your hopes. They will kill your goals. They'll mess up your finances. Amen. And they'll pull you further and further away from the plan that God has for your life. How is that? Because they infected you. See, saved folks can't always hang out with everybody unsaved, because after a while, there is an effect, which is infection. Amen. And as you know, if an infection is not removed, it can impact and infect the entire body, the natural body, as well as the spiritual body. So we have to be cautious when all our friends are people who are not spiritual. You got to watch it, because they're not trying to help you to get closer to God. They may even teach you how to be a pretend Christian like them. Amen. They may even tell you how to be a phony Christian and tell you that everybody else in the church is phony too. So why not you? Amen. All right, now y'all stay with me. The next thing is careless conversation. Number one, when you're believing God for things, you can't speak faith today and then speak negativity tomorrow, because the words that we speak are spirit and life. There is a spirit in the words that we communicate, the things that go out of our mouths. It's one thing when something crosses your head, you can rebuke it in Jesus' name. However, when you speak words, you give them life. It's what the Bible says. So therefore, you can't be betwixt and in between. You can't have faith now and 10 minutes later go back and say something negative about your spouse, about your marriage, about your finances, about your children. And it's an area that we all have to work on, because we have a tendency to say, well, I'm just keeping it real. Yes, well, you're keeping it negative, which means that you're holding up your blessings with your mouth. Somebody better hear me today. We've got to learn how to keep on stepping. The Bible tells us to call the things that be not as though they were. Amen. So we've got to learn how to speak faith and not have careless conversation. The other thing that's careless sometimes about our conversation is that we can get like Joseph and we'll tell the wrong people about our dreams. We'll tell the wrong people about where God is taking us. We'll tell the wrong people. If you think about Joseph's brothers, the first thing they did was laugh at his dreams. The next thing they did is that they saw the favor of God on his life. He was different. His father had given him a coat, and because his father had blessed him, they were jealous. Let me tell you something, people of God. Jealousy is a real thing, even in the church. There are some folks that are in the church who will see what you have and are not, my grandma used to say, a bit more happy for you than the man in the moon. They're not happy for you. They're angry with God because they're saying, well, how could God bless her with that? And she is only this. How could God bless him with a wife like that? And he doesn't even have this. You see what I'm saying? That's jealousy speaking. God, I know if you bless them, you got to bless me, because they don't even come to church every Sunday like I do. Y'all better hear me, somebody. You need to understand that you can't tell everybody your dreams and the plans that God has for you. Some people just need to know when it happens. They just need to see it done. And then you can testify to the glory of God. Thank you, Lord, because they are dream killers. Just like Joseph's brothers tried to snuff him out. But see, this is the issue. Because the plan of God was on Joseph's life and he made a mistake, he still didn't change who he was. He did not change his behaviors, but he couldn't hang out with the dream killers anymore. Amen. Once he got away from the dream killers, even though they put him in a pit, once he got away from the dream killers, even though he ended up in prison, even though he ended up at Potiphar's house working, he eventually still ended up in the palace, because those jealous brothers of his, and yes, a lot of times it's the folks that's closest to you that are jealous of what you have. Amen. But those brothers of his didn't want to see him successful. And later on, those same brothers are the ones who had to come back to him for help. Watch out for careless conversations. Now, the next thing that we have to be aware of as a hindrance is sin. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about sin. Hebrews 12 and 1 lets us know that wherefore we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses. So let's lay aside every weight and every sin that does or doth so easily beset us. The word beset means plague us. Go back again to your mindset about COVID. So listen, in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, we call it the hall of faith, because Hebrews, the 11th chapter, talks about so many people that had faith in God and how God moved on their behalf. So now you're down to chapter 12, and the scripture says we've got to know that we are surrounded. We're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. It's a whole lot of folks who have faith. We can say, come here, Abraham, tell us about how you had to leave your family for God to be able to enlarge your territory. Come here, Moses, tell us about how God took you from the backside of the desert and you were a murderer and you had anger issues and God used you for his glory to bring the children of Israel out of slavery or out of Egypt. Amen. Come here, Job. Talk to us about how God used your life. Although you were a faithful man, you were an honorable man, you were serving God, but God used you as an example to prove to the enemy that you would still remain faithful and you were not just after God for stuff. Come here, Sarah, who is the mother of many generations. Why? Because Abraham, her husband, was the father of many nations. Although you didn't even believe it at first and you didn't have faith and you and your husband tried to work things out on your own. Let's talk, Sarah, about how God still blessed you to be the mother of many nations. Glory God. We are surrounded by very faithful people. We can look throughout the word on people who have faith in God. Amen. But in order for us to be able to walk out that same type of faith in our lives, we've got to drop off some weight, and that weight is sin. Amen. We've got to let go of things that cause us to be heavy or worried or always distracted from the things of God. We got to let go of distractions. We got to let go of sin. We've got to let go of some people, because there are some things about them that will beset you, that will throw you off, that will plague your life. And everybody should know that if we're talking about a plague, it is something that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. Remember the plagues in the Old Testament, when God had to allow plagues to come upon Pharaoh and his people because they would not obey and let the Israelites leave. There was a plague of flies. There was a plague of frogs. There was a plague of death. God turned their water into blood. They couldn't even have water because he allowed these plagues to get the attention of the people who were trying to hinder the people of God. Stay with me. You've got to know that sin will plague you, because it'll go from one thing to the next, and eventually it brings death. You've got to know that distractions and ungodly people will plague you. Why? Because they will get you off track. They will infect you. It will become an infection or a plague, and eventually it will lead you to death if you don't get away from them. So, people of God, we've got to learn to keep on stepping. Now, when we look back at our foundational scripture, amen, we understand that the steps of a good man, now we understand what good is, are ordered by God. Now, I don't know about you, but I like to go to different restaurants, amen, and I'm sure that many of you do as well. Well, think about placing an order at a restaurant. So if my steps are ordered by God, he decided on the sides. He decided whether I would be the steak that's well done or medium well. Amen. He specifically placed an order. He decided how our steps would flow. He ordered our steps. That means that God decided on the place. God decided on the time, and God decided on who he would favor. I came to tell somebody today that God has moved you from the end of the line to the front of the line. You see, the favor of God just does not seem fair to the people who are not recipients. Amen. But when you know that God has favored you, you've got to understand God ordered my steps, and even my haters can't change it. God ordered my steps, and all that I have to do and all that you have to do is trust the plan of God for our lives. We don't have to worry. We know Jeremiah 29 and 11 says that God has a plan for our lives, and it is one that will prosper us. It is one that will not harm us. It is one that will give us a hope and a future. I came to tell somebody to keep on stepping. And the word lets us know that God delighteth in his way. So this verse is saying that the steps or actions of a righteous person are directed and guided by God. And then God takes pleasure in the path that the person is following. I don't know about you, but when I was a little girl, I used to want to make sure that I made my mother happy. If she said, go make up your bed, I had to go make sure that she was happy. Amen. Well, God is happy with our behaviors when we obey him. God is happy with our behaviors when we simply trust him, even when we can't trace him. God is happy with us if we just obey. And even like Job, when it feels like you are going through, you've still got to be able to trust God and keep on following. What does it mean that he delights in his way? It means that the steps or actions that we are following, when they please God, he favors you. When your ways please the Lord, he'll make even your enemies be at peace with you. When you are pleasing God, he looks down and sees us through the blood of his son, Jesus. And he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. He has a love for all of his creation, but he does not delight in or take pleasure in everybody because of unrepented sin. So if you mess up and you fall down, all you've got to do is get back up and say, Daddy, I'm sorry. Daddy, I messed up. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. God, if you withdraw yourself from me, whither shall I go? See, we may make some mistakes along the way, but all you have to do is repent and keep on stepping. You don't have to wallow in your sin. Just keep on stepping. You don't have to act hopeless or helpless. Just keep on stepping. You don't have to turn around. Just keep on stepping. You don't need to give up now. Just keep on stepping. You don't need to give in. Just keep on stepping. Don't pay attention to whatever your haters are saying. Just keep on stepping. Simply keep your eyes on God and keep on stepping. Amen. A songwriter says that time is filled with swift transition. None on earth unmoved can stand, but you got to build your hopes on things eternal. Glory God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He said, trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever the years may bring, when your earthly friends forsake you, still more closely to him you got to cling. See, everybody ought to hold on to his hand, God's unchanging hand. everybody ought to hold on to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. You see, I know a good man, and where he leads me, I will follow. He overcame death, hell, and the grave. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes, we are healed. He took the sting out of death, and victory had to get up out of the grave. That's right. Because of him, you are victorious. You are an overcomer. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and certainly not beneath. Who am I talking about that did all of that for us? Well, his name is Jesus, and he is the Word according to John 1:1. He's the light of the world according to John 8:12. He is rabbi and teacher according to John 1:38. He is the Lamb of God according to Revelation 12:11. He is our deliverer according to Romans 11:26. He is the Prince of Peace according to Isaiah 9:6. He is Emmanuel according to Matthew 1:23. He is the Son of God according to John 1:34. He is the righteous judge according to 2 Timothy 4:8. He is the author of salvation according to Hebrews 5:9. He is a man of sorrows according to Isaiah 53:3. He is the founder and perfecter of our faith according to Hebrews 12:2. He is the creator of all according to Colossians 1:16. He is the good shepherd according to John 10:11. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords according to Revelations 19:16. He is that blessed cornerstone according to Isaiah 28:16. He is the true Messiah according to John 4:25. He's Alpha and Omega according to Revelations 1:8. He is that living sacrifice according to Ephesians 5:2. He is the high priest according to Hebrews 4:14-16. He is the vine according to John 15:5. He is the Christ or the Christos, amen, according to Mark 8:29. He is our Savior according to 1 John 4:14. He's our wonderful counselor according to Isaiah 9:6. His name is Jesus according to Matthew 1:21. And I don't know about you, but because of him, I can keep on stepping. I came to tell somebody today to keep on stepping. God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to pray with you very quickly. Amen. Because I know that sometimes we feel like we're struggling, and some people have a hard time just continuing to move forward when it looks like things are not going your way. But I want you to know today that if you just hold on to God, hold on to his unchanging hand, hold on to your Lord and Savior, you've got to know today to just keep going. Don't give up. Don't give in. That's what the enemy wants. That's what your haters want. That's what those jealous people want. That's what those religious folks that you're used to being around want for you. Amen. What they want to see is for you to fall off so they can feel better about their own sin. Amen. They want to pull you into sin so they can say, see, I know she wasn't this. See, I knew he wasn't that. Amen. That's what they do. But I came to tell you today to just keep on stepping. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now for your many blessings. We thank you, God, for sending your word on today. We glorify you, God, and we praise you now, God, for coming to see about us. Thank you, God, that you have a plan for our lives. And it is one that will prosper us and not harm us. And you will give us an expected end. Thank you, God, that you've ordered our steps. And they are very specific to each of our individual purpose that you have placed us here in this world for. Thank you, God, that you are giving us the strength to continue to move forward in your will. Give us the courage, God, to stand even in the face of the enemy. Give us the strength, God, to stand even when it seems that we're having to go alone. God, continue, God, to build us up where we're torn down. Meet every need, God, and fill every void. And God, we don't want any unrepented sin to stand between us and you. So we repent now, God, for anything that we've said or done that's not like you. Hear our prayer, oh God. Continue to keep us on that potter's wheel. Continue, God, to make us and mold us to what you would have us to be so that we can walk upright before you. And so we can be truly Christ-like and not have to be pseudo-Christians or pretending or being phony in front of folks. But the life that we talk about is also the life that we truly live. God, I give you glory, honor, and praise right now for everyone that's connected on this afternoon, God. You know their individual needs, God. Heal those that are sick. God, soothe those troubled minds. God, take away all manner of worry and concern that may try to infect your people to cause them to get off track. We speak now, God, that all of our provisions are made. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So we know, God, that all of our needs are met because of you. We thank you, God, for the finances. We thank you, God, for the healing. We thank you, God, for the deliverance right now in Jesus' name. God, we glorify and we praise you for your son. He has sacrificed much for us, and we say thank you for it, God. We glorify you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Wherever you are right now, you ought to begin to just lift your hands and give God praise because he is truly worthy of that. Amen. He is worthy of all honor and all glory. Hallelujah, Lord. At this time, if you've not had the opportunity to give of your tithes and your offering, we ask that you do so now. Amen. That Cash App is $Campbell, CAMPBELL, Men, MIN, Inc., INC, Campbell, Men, Inc. is the Cash App. And the PayPal is at Campbell Ministries. Thank God for each of you who have joined on today. Amen. I could not see who was on at first. Amen. But thank God. I see Sister Howard is on. Amen. I see my brother, Overseer Cottle. My brother, Overseer Mosley, is on. Glory to God, my brother. Amen. Pastor Rico Vance. Amen. Thank God for each of you. Give glory and honor to God on today. Amen. Thank God for you all joining. I believe Deacon Jackson is on. I can't see him, and he may actually be on the church page. Amen. But for all of you who have come in to join us on this afternoon, I thank and praise God for you. I pray that God will bless, amen, the offerings and the tithes and give back to each of you 100-fold. Amen. For all of your giving. Amen. As you know, for an update, amen, on our building, amen, we're still moving slowly but surely. We're definitely seeking out some grants, and there are some that we've applied for, thank God. And that's just a continuous focus, amen, because there's much work that is needed. I know I have some folks who have told me that they're going to come up and lend a hand, and I'm so thankful for everyone that shows up every time you show up. I don't care if you came once or five times, amen. I'm thankful for every person. Amen. What we are asking, and I've already made direct contact with them, is that some of the people that the church helps on a continuous basis, those who we provide things for, like baby milk or diapers or food or clothing or what have you, whatever the needs are, we are asking those people to come out and lend a hand as well. I know that everybody may not be able, amen, but sometimes it's just a matter of coming to pick up a broom, amen. It's not about always having money to give. Sometimes it's about coming to help us remove some of the stuff that may get dumped in our lot. So if you've passed by lately, because a lot of people do that, just to see how we're doing, You'll see some desks and some office furniture out there that someone dumped, but guess what? It's a blessing for somebody else. So I've already posted it, and I'll say again, if you need a desk and some office furniture, some shelves, go get it, and use it for whatever you need. Although the person may have dumped it there maliciously, I believe that it can be a benefit to somebody else in the kingdom. Amen. Not going to hold you all long. We are headed to convocation in a week. We'll be going to St. Louis, Missouri, to the KDFI convocation, and we are looking forward to fellowshipping with the people of God, some I haven't seen in a while, and then some I do get to see on a regular basis, even if it's by Zoom. Amen. But we just thank God for the opportunity to come out to fellowship, to get a refreshing and a renewing. Amen. It's kind of like going to a revival all week long. You go in and you give what you came to give, and then you can also receive, you know, what somebody else brought to the table. So I feel like it's just a merging of the people of God together, like a family reunion. Amen. But I guarantee if you show up, then God has something for you. Amen. Again, thank you all so much for watching. May God bless you, and may God keep you, is our prayer.